It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. WNYC's Harlem Heat Project wrapped up officially, at least for this season, about a week ago when about 40 residents, researchers, advocates, and city officials gathered together and brainstormed ways to reduce the dangers of extreme heat. Matthew Sherman is WNYC's editor on the project, and he joins us now. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Okay, remind us, the Harlem Heat Project, what is it and why did it start?
The point was, people know about the heat island effect, or the urban heat island, sometimes it's called. Concrete and blacktop absorbs heat and makes urban areas 5 to 10 degrees warmer than surrounding suburbs. But that's just a city's outdoor temperature, and people don't sleep outdoors. I mean, they used to, right, on their fire escapes and such.
Right. That's why they did it, right?
At night, exactly. So we wanted to measure temperatures inside people's apartments, where they live and where they sleep. So we made sensors, which are plastic and metal contraptions smaller than a deck of cards that measure heat and humidity. The ones that we made would take these measurements every 15 minutes, store this data on a small computer chip, and then with the help of a community organization, We Act for Environmental Justice, we found 30 Harlem residents willing to put these sensors in their apartments over the summer. Now, all the sensors were placed either in apartments without any air conditioning at all, or with an air conditioner in a different room. And we think the real importance here is that this is the first time anyone's captured a critical mass of indoor temperatures.
Okay, so over the summer, our reporters gave a preview of some of the data. Basically, the heat index inside these apartments doesn't even really drop much at all overnight, even though outdoor temperatures do, right?
That's right. Apartments with very little ventilation, made of thick brick walls, keep the heat in, like a mini heat island within the larger heat island of the city.
Like a thermos almost, right?
Exactly, that's right. For example, we found one apartment that stayed above 85 degrees for 9 straight days during one stretch of August. It was above 90 for 2 of those days, 48 consecutive hours. Imagine that.
Yeah, then you had a workshop and presented these findings. What happened then?
Right. WNYC, along with their partners, the news website AdaptNY, the online weather journal IC Change, and We Act, the community group, we held a workshop up at City College. Two heat experts from City College who have been crunching this data for us, Bryant Vant-Hull and Pratap Ramamurthy, presented their findings. Then we broke into four groups and brainstormed. You know, the city opens cooling centers during hot spells, which are really specially designated community centers or public buildings where people can cool off. The problem typically is that few people use them because they are too far off of people's beaten paths. So two groups in our workshop thought we should create cool areas that would be part of your daily routine. For example, air-conditioned lobbies of public housing buildings.
Right.
Those lobbies aren't air-conditioned now, at least not usually. Put some furniture in them. Encourage seniors in particular to rest there as they come and go into their apartments, as they're waiting for elevators or what have you.
What are some of the other ideas that came out of this group?
Another group suggested hooking the sensor up digitally to some sort of central command center that would be alerted if the heat index inside someone's apartment, you know, reached a certain dangerous extreme. Another idea, planting a garden on a building's roof that would do double duty. It would provide some shade and breeze for residents and also cool off the roof, which is one contributor to the heat island.
So did people think anything would come of this?
Well, we had a very enthusiastic crowd of people who really cared about the issue and wanted to get something done. One of the Harlem residents who attended, Michelle Holmes, said the idea seemed like they'd be very effective, but worried there'd be a lot of red tape to cut through to implement.
Red tape, as you know, in New York City, can take 10 years or more. That's a lot of hot summers.
We also had a few representatives from the city there, including Christopher Pagnotta, a community outreach specialist at the Office of Emergency Management, who said this.
It's something that we've always been grappling with and looking for better solutions to, in terms of the city response. So we're just to see what, you know, what ideas come out of this and what we can bring back and how we can use it to inform our response.
Obviously, each of these ideas has their own set of challenges. Our plan is to keep working on these ideas and try implementing one of them on a small scale to see if it makes any difference.
That's so interesting. Will you let us know what happens?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, WNYC Senior Editor Matthew Sherman. For more on the Harlem Heat Project, go to WNYC.org/Harlem Heat. Matthew, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Richard.